Pepsi and Company present Mickey Mouse.
Oh, hi, folks.
With Minnie, Donald Duck, and all the Disney gang. It's Mickey's show.
Hey, Doc, look, Ken. What's happened to Felix?
What is it? A uniform?
Haven't you heard, gang? Felix has gone nautical on us. He bought himself a boat.
A real boat? Why, gee, are you on that boat, Felix?
Hey, will you take me for a ride if I help row?
Sure thing, Goofy. In fact, you can all come. But you won't have to do any rowing. You see, it's a sailboat.
A sailboat? Then we'll all help row.
Oh, gee, that's swell, Felix. Why don't you play something on either a new boat?
Mickey, you took the words right out of my script. How about it, Felix? A seagoing medley to launch the new boat. Hollywood, beauty and charm are of great importance. That's why today you'll find so many Hollywood people using the new modernized Pepsodent containing Ariel. These men and women know that a smile, to be really attractive, must reveal teeth that are seen and sparkling. And they've discovered that Pepsodent, which alone of all dentifrices contains Arium, is unusually effective. That Arium helps Pepsodent gently brush away stubborn, unsightly surface stains, and that Pepsodent can polish teeth to a brilliant radiance quickly, safely, using no grit, no grease, no fight. Quiet, Donald. The newly improved Pepsodent containing Arium has made a definite hit. And for just one reason. Because it does everything Pepsodent claims it can do. Cleans teeth thoroughly. Polishes them to their full, natural brilliance. Try Pepsodent toothpaste or Pepsodent tooth powder yourself. Learn firsthand how this remarkable new dentifrice can help you win a brighter, more alluring smile. And now, Mickey, comes time to call the magic mirror. Where do you go today?
Oh, I want to
Old MacDonald had a farm.
Whoa, whoa. Old MacDonald had a farm. So what?
Well, so plenty. Who do you think me and Donald found? Old MacDonald himself in person.
Hey, Mac, come on over.
Coming, boys, coming.
Folks, I want you to meet Old MacDonald. He had a farm.
Mr. MacDonald, I'm very glad to meet you. I've always wanted to find out why they always say Old MacDonald had a farm. I mean, why haven't you got one now?
Yeah, what happened?
How'd I lose the farm? Well, friends, it's a long story.
Go on.
It was a beautiful farm, but somehow I just couldn't make it pay. I just didn't seem to have the knack.
Oh, gee, that's tough. What have you been doing since you lost it?
Got me a job with the state. Farm advisor, by cracky.
but how'd you lose the farm? What happened?
The Squire Perkins had a mortgage on it before clothes come. Darn his hide.
Yeah,
Squire L. Perkins was a man of heart of stone, rich, merciless. And me a poor lorn widower. And my little daughter half an orphan. You know, I often think if I just had that one day to live over again, I might be able to save the old homestead.
Pardon me, MacDonald, but did you say you had a daughter?
Yeah, and losing the farm, I broke her heart. She was a pussy little thing.
Oh, you hear that, Donald? Old MacDonald got a real genuine farmer's daughter.
A farmer's daughter? Uh-oh. Well,
what am I going to say? What's well? Magic mirror, say, Mickey. Maybe Donald's got something there.
What do you mean,
Tom? Well, last week you helped William Tell save Switzerland from Gessler. Maybe you could go back and help old MacDonald save his farm from Squire Perkins.
Oh, that's a swell idea, John. Hold on, Jane, you want to try it? Get ready now. Wave in the magic mirror. I command you to appear.
I come. Master, what is thy command?
We'll take the gang and leave to old MacDonald's farm and see if we can get there on the day the Squire foreclosed and took away.
It shall be as you desire.
Can we do it?
Well, I'll be swift. Yes, the old farm, all right, and everything's just the same like it was the very day Squire Perkins foreclosed.
What's the day?
Well, to think of that. It's the day, and yet it's 30 years ago. Learn that that magic mirror ain't a caution.
Yes, it hasn't missed yet.
Listen to them birds. I recollect on the day I lost the farm. I was walking down this here path toward the barn. Them birds were singing. Happy and pretty as could be, just like they are now. Listen to them. Reckon there ain't anything I ain't got. Leastways, I got him till the Squire gets here again.
What I see now? Don't worry about him. We'll think of some way to save the farm.
Well, I hope so, Sonny. I hope so. Well, come on. Let's get up to the barnyard. I want you to meet my daughter, Priscilla. About 9, she's tending to the afternoon milking.
Gee, you've got just about everything on your farm, haven't you, Mr. MacDonald?
Sure have, miss. There's the chicken coop. The hog pen is right there alongside the barn. And the cows around the other side.
Hey, is that your daughter going along the path over there?
Yep, that's her. That's Priscilla.
Oh, is that a new cow she's carrying?
Yeah, she's going around the barn where the cows is.
Hey, Mr. MacDonald, how's about us watching her do the milking, huh?
Yeah, I haven't seen anyone milk a cow in just ages.
Well, now, I reckon we can fix that right quick. We'll go over and watch her do the thing.
Oh, boy, well, come on. Yeah.
Hello, Dawson. Pretty Gertrude. Are you ready, dear?
Mm.
Oh,
all righty. One for the money, two for the show, three to get ready, and up the daisy.
Ooh.
A whistle while you milk. Don't be a fickle, pickle puss. Come on and do for do. And hum a honking tune. Get used to crowing like a rooster, cock a doodle do. When trouble troubles you, and call you don't boo. Remember that the dainty pigs are rooting just for you. So whistle while you mill. Just pucker up your rosy lips and whistle while you mill. Does little pussy kitten want some milk?
Meow. Meow.
Well, have one on me.
What? A foot? A foot? Right in the foot.
Silly, I want you to meet some friends.
Yes, Father Darrell.
Folks, meet my daughter. Her name's Lucindy Arabelle Priscilly. The folks just call her Silly. Well, Silly, inspire person, curses black heart, will be here any minute now.
Oh, Father, what's he coming here for?
Foreclose the mortgage. Daughter, today's the day we're going to lose the old homestead tonight. I remember what's going to happen as if it was yesterday.
Oh, Father.
There, daughter. Be brave. Get back to your milk and chin up. Take it easy. Just lean your head against the cow and cry it out. I'll take our friends and show them around.
Me and Donald will sort of stay here and comfort the maiden in distress.
Hey, off you are, will you?
What, Donald? How do you quiet a gal who's crying against a cow? Well, how about... Say, do you know any funny joke? Well, I do. Hey, Silly, you want a good laugh? Have you heard the one about the farmer's daughter? Oh, gosh. She is the farmer's daughter. Yep, I guess you heard it. Listen, Donald. Girls like to be flattered. How's about you singing her a serenade with your duck band?
I never heard anything like it. Really, I haven't.
Oh, what was that?
Oh, you're welcome. Are you a traveling salesman?
Oh, what? Wow.
You see, my father once told me to look out for traveling salesmen.
Well, I've been looking out for one ever since.
Why, ain't you never met no men before?
Oh, no, mercy, no.
Well, what's the matter? Don't no men live around these parts?
Oh, yes, lots of them. But they all seem to avoid me.
Gosh, that's funny. A pretty gal like you, too.
Yes, I simply can't figure it out.
Hey, what's the trouble, sister? Something biting you?
Oh, no. I always do that when I'm excited. When I'm nervous. You know, I sometimes think it might be the heat. I'm very warm.
Oh, don't worry, Mickey. We're leaving right now.
Oh, come back. What's the mess? Don't you like Mickey?
Hurry him away, Duck. Here I go. Hurry up, Donald. Oh, Mickey. Hiya, gang.
Quiet, huh? Mr. McDonald is going to give us a treat.
Gosh, ice cream, huh?
No, silly. He trained all his animals for school, and they're going to keep going for us right now.
Why, sure thing, Miss Clark. I'd be right glad to have you started off. Okay, might as well make it a jam session. Here we go.
McDonald, Dr. McMoon, Moose, hey, boss, come quick. The car is coming, the scrum is crying, the crew is screwing.
Whoa! Just like it happened 30 years ago. Abner, the hired hand, seen Perkins a-coming. Get up, Abner.
Well, Pirate Squirkins, a school is broken, a fluid, he's got a morphose the cloggage, a close for the mortgage, the mortgage! Look, he's coming up the parking gap, or the cabin crew. He's darn near here, boss. That's hot lips. Well, don't say I wouldn't warn you. I didn't win you. Don't say I didn't warn you, boss.
Oh, Angus MacDonald, the fatal hour has arrived. Hearty Farmer MacDonald, time is the essence of our contract. On the stroke of midnight, my mortgage comes due. Have you got the money?
No, Squire Perkins, and you know why. You've robbed me of every cent I had to my name. And now, you're going to take You don't then.
Curses. He almost makes me feel like the dog I am.
You said it.
But it's no use, McDonald. Pick up your gun and get...
Mercy, Squire Perkins. Have you no heart, no feelings, no pity?
Nay, McDonald. Times are parlous hard, and I want my money, or I want your farm.
You monster. It's not for myself that I plead. It's for my little girl. Mercy, you can. Have mercy for my little silly sake.
Oh, yes. Yes, I beg of you. Have mercy.
What's this? A pretty little filly? Oh, good farmer. Tis a toothsome wench, thy little fairy flower. Arise, my little sweetie. I would eye thee further.
This is fine, the farmer's daughter.
Hold on, thanks, boy. I'll lie here a minute.
All right. As it please you, sir.
Yes. Very a cozy little chickadee. I will suck the baggage under the chin.
Oh, you.
she likes it. I thought she would.
My daughter's a good girl, Squire Perkins. A good cook and right handy at milking a cow or swilling the hogs.
McDonald, I'm a man of few words and to the point. Give me your daughter's hand in marriage, and I'll tear up the mortgage.
So, put it in writing and sign on the dotted line.
No sooner said than done. There, and here's your mortgage now. Tear it up.
Hand it over. We done it. Well, we got the farm back, and Silly's got herself a husband.
Baggage.
Oh, Silly.
Come on, Paul. Come on.
Oh, what's this? Trickery!
Howdy, Paul. What's biting you?
Dada, I got your husband at last.
Oh, Paul. Which one, the duck?
No, Silly, it's Squire Perkins, the one with the whiskey. Grab him quick before he gets away.
I got him. Oh, Paul. He's wonderful.
Unhand me, woman.
Oh, don't be bashful. Excuse me. I'm just a little excited.
You tricked me, McDonald. You'll pay for this.
Oh, no. You agreed to marry her. Says her right here on the contract.
Now, listen, McDonald. I'm a rich man. I'll pay you $500 for that contract.
Make it $1,000, you can tear it up.
Done. Here's your money, McDonald. The farm is yours, and so is your daughter. Goodbye.
Farm is on. We done it. Yippee. Silly, go get the other side of the house. Shelter.
Oh, McDonald's got his farm. The villain's gone away. His darling daughter's safe from harm. Let's celebrate the day. With a noompa here.
And a noompa there.
And a noompa. And a noompa. Oh, McDonald's got his farm.
Yippee.
Oh, pretty.
My friends, I shall now render a tender selection in honor of the dearest friend a girl ever had.
Oh, Daddy, dear, Daddy, you've been a woman, oh, Daddy, to me. You might have gone with the boys every night. You gave them up just to bring me a bride.
And now you're nobody's sweetheart now. Rick-a-tick-a-tick, you can't get a man no how. Piano legs, swing 'em. Banjo eyes, give 'em a low. You'll never win no guilty pride. So harness yourself to a plow. Because you're nobody's a sweetheart. And
I'm
I tried for 30 years to get my daughter married. If I don't get her hitched up soon, I'll have to have her buried.
Why don't you trade her for a horse, or pawn her off on someone, or find another mortgager? But this time, pick a dumb one.
Put on another mortgage, an extra heavy mortgage with a tin, whose daughter we and
play. This is why it
is that the end of it, and happy she may pay your gambler.
Return at once or dwell forever here.
What a good
dance,
Romero. Come on, we gotta go back now.
Oh, goodbye, Mr. McDonald. We've had a wonderful time.
Well, goodbye, my friend. I don't know how to thank you for all you've done.
Well, just hang on to that daughter of yours till we're gone.
Goodbye, my precious, 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 precious. Oh, Donald.
Oh, fair, Duck. You've come to foreclose on me, eh? Curse me. Why, you little curmudgeon, you.
Doesn't Donald make a terrible villain?
Well, he makes a terrible anything.
Hey, John. I've got something I want to tell you private-like.
What is it, Goofy?
Well, John, seems that once there was a farmer's daughter...
Oh, lazy, lazy.
This is a reminder that your friend, the druggist, is now celebrating National First Aid Week. Tomorrow, when you're out shopping, you'll find that your good neighbor, your local druggist, is offering many special bargains for National First Aid Week. So be sure to take advantage of this opportunity to fill up your medicine chest at specially reduced prices. And don't forget to include in your purchases Pepsodent toothpaste or Pepsodent tooth powder. They both contain that wonderful cleanser, Irion, you know. We predict that after you've tried Pepsodent, the result will convince you that Pepsodent can clean your teeth more thoroughly, polish them to a more brilliant radiance. You'll be thrilled when you see how remarkable Irion helps Pepsodent gently brush away those dingy, masking surface stains that hide the true natural beauty of your teeth. And remember, Pepsodent with Irion is absolutely safe, for it contains no grit, no bleach, no pumice. Mickey, have you decided where you're going on your vacation this summer?
Oh, my gosh, John. I haven't had time to think about it. I've been so busy with a radio program and making movies for Walt Disney.
Yeah, don't, John. We don't know where we're going.
I ain't got it a thought myself.
Well, you certainly deserve a vacation. You've all been working mighty hard.
Oh, gee, thanks, John. Well, Jane, where should we go?
Perhaps I can help. At thy command, I'll take you all to vacation land.
Oh, gee, man, that'll be swell. Come on, Dad, let's go. Vacation land.
So long, gang. Have a nice summer.
And so, with Mickey and the gang headed for vacation land, we bring to a close the last program in the present series brought to you by the Pepsodent Company. This program has come to you from the Disney Little Theater on the RKO lot. The orchestra and musical arrangements were under the direction of Felix Mills. Heard of the program where Someday My Prince Will Come and Hi-Ho from Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. John Heaston speaking for the Pepsodent Company. This is the National Broadcasting Company. Thank you.